Here's a look at your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherOlogy.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll see gradually clearing conditions, with those winds staying quite breezy out of the northwest at around 12 to 25 miles per hour, highs reaching the upper 20s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 10 degrees. With a good deal of sunshine returning for the day on Wednesday, reaching a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 21.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, a group of graduate students at the University of Minnesota asking Congress to streamline the approval process for GMO crops that produce food and fiber. The seven students are doing graduate work at the Minnesota College of Food and Agriculture and Natural Resource Sciences. They believe the regulatory hoops that companies need to jump through to commercialize new traits are slowing down innovation. In a letter to U.S. representatives, the students point out that it costs companies between $20 million to $30 million to get new GMO crop from start to finish and through the regulatory process. That's a price tag that limits smaller companies from making inroads into the marketplace. The students say each one has a numerous idea about genetically modification that could be developed into startup companies and bring more competition in a marketplace that's dominated by a few mega companies that can afford the regulatory process. The letter asks Congress to pass a bipartisan bill that funds GMO fuel and fiber crops through either USDA or the EPA, but not both. The agriculture industry typically looks at documentaries about American agriculture with little trepidation, but the History Channel says it's putting together a documentary about American agriculture with no agenda in mind. The TV channel and Bobcat Studios working on an 8-part series tentatively titled The American Farmer. While the show was still in development, the current plan is for cameras to follow 5 family farms through the planting, growing, and harvesting season. The series will be filmed on locations across the country, ranging from New Hampshire to Tennessee to Alaska. Jeff Brick is in charge of the series for the History Channel and said one of the things Bobcat Studio founder Tom Beers likes to say is most documentaries are told from a certain point of view. Those points of view rarely are seen to be the farmers. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
A salute to the FFA, embracing traditions while looking to the future. A salute to the future farmers of America. From the First National Bank in Frankfort, Wanklin Oil, Lee Chevrolet, and M&R Auto Parts.
Catherine Key, Frankfort FFA. My favorite part of FFA is the people. Everyone, member or advisor, from every chapter is ready to step forward should another member need help. All members are encouraged to try their hand at any event or competition, and the only ones judging them are the judges. Career development events, or CDEs, are available for everything ag-related, but my favorite is the horse judging competition. Alongside livestock contest, CDEs are offered in public speaking, ag mechanics, horticulture, and food product evaluation, as well as myriad other options. No matter what your interests are, FFA is an organization with something for everyone.
I'm Jack Mitchell, president of the Frankfort FFA chapter. I enjoy my welding and ag mechanics classes. and I'm looking forward to the AgMech competition in March. I really enjoy FFA because it lets me spend time with my friends who also appreciate agriculture.
A salute to the future farmers of America from the First National Bank in Frankfort, Wanklin Oil, Lee Chevrolet, and M&R Auto Parts.
Mid-America Network News. Following criticism of Secretary of State Kris Kobach's office for inadvertently releasing partial Social Security numbers, members of a Kansas House committee advanced a bill yesterday tightening private information. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that members of the House Government Technology and Security Committee heard and quickly passed a bill that would require officials to redact any full or partial Social Security numbers from publicly disclosed documents. The bill passed on a divided vote. The Kansas Republican Party has voted to oppose all efforts to validate transgender identity. The party's state committee endorsed the statement after a debate on human sexuality at the party's annual meeting over the weekend. The resolution says that God's design for gender is determined by biological sex and is not self-perception. It opposes surgical or hormonal efforts to alter a person's body to conform with gender identity. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The big one is back. It's the 52nd annual Triumph of Ag Expo Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and March 1st in Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort. Farm equipment, supplies, services, technologies, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Check out seminars, crafts, door prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 52nd annual Triumph of Ag Expo CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska, February 28th and March 1st. Free parking and free admission, so plan to attend the Triumph of Ag Expo. Doors open every day at 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
What if hiring could be easier, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/expand. That's ZipRecruiter.com/expand.
Lawrence teenager Jared Long has been ordered to serve more than 48 years in prison in the stabbing death of his grandmother. 19-year-old Long was sentenced today in Douglas County District Court to 586 months in prison for the death of 67-year-old Deborah Brathauer, who was found dead in her apartment in December of 2015. Long was 16 at the time of her death. Lawrence police say that Brathauer had been stabbed with a bread knife dozens of times in her own bed. A new appointee in the administration of Governor Jeff Collier vowed to fine a company as much as $250,000 a day if problems with the Medicaid processing clearinghouse were not corrected by June. The Garden City Telegram reports the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's Director of Medicaid told a legislative oversight committee that contractor Maximus remains desperately far behind on handling eligibility applications and had a 40% accuracy rate in making financial payments. A June 1st deadline has been set. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-American Network News. Lincoln police say an officer was injured during a struggle with a teenager outside a house party. A police spokesperson says the officers sent to the house party Saturday night found about 100 to 200 people there. A teen who had bottles of alcohol in his pockets punched and elbowed the officer in the face when the officer tried to arrest him. The teen got away but was taken into custody later at his home. Officials say a fire at the historic terminal building in downtown Lincoln did serious damage to the offices of Legal Aid of Nebraska. No one was inside the building when the fire was reported early yesterday. One firefighter was treated and released at the hospital. No other injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. The Douglas County Assessor has dropped her legal battle with the Douglas County Commissioners over levying property taxes against three nonprofit organization retail stores, as extra information from the nonprofits showed that they did qualify for exemptions. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The vast majority of customers who make Wichita RV their last stop shop no more. And here's the reason. For over 25 years, Wichita RV RV, now with two locations in Wichita, has been serving Kansas and surrounding states, providing a superior sales experience in both new and pre-owned recreational vehicles. Right now, if you've even thought about looking, you owe it to yourself to check out Wichita RV's late winter sale of 2017 holdover models. Brand new units, blowout prices at Wichita RV. Learn more at WichitaRV.com.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Frankfort woman, Stephanie Slifer, age 65, was killed Friday evening after her car left the road and overturned in Pottawatomie County. The accident was reported around 10 p.m. on K-13 just south of Carnahan Creek. The victim, Stephanie Legenia Slifer, was the lone occupant of the vehicle. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Two vehicles stolen from Marysville Friday afternoon have been recovered, and the thief was apprehended by Kansas Highway Patrol after a stop near Topeka. A recent model Ford pickup was taken from Casey's in Marysville shortly before 4:30 p.m. Friday. It was later recovered, and a Dodge Caliber was taken from a rural residence east of Marysville. Pottawatomie County authorities picked up, then lost pursuit of the vehicle near Rossville. It was later stopped near Topeka, and the thief was arrested on charges of drug and paraphernalia possession, fleeing to elude, possession of stolen property, interference with law enforcement, and aggravated battery. He was identified is 22-year-old Austin James Warnicken Brake of Topeka. Valley Heights Schools Friday responded as a precautionary measure to an inappropriate message on a bathroom wall. No imminent danger to students or staff was experienced, and the school was not placed on lockdown. Administration released a response to the incident on social media Friday afternoon as the situation was resolved. Washington and Greenlee Fire Departments responded to a barn fire February 6th at 1445 Rainbow Road. The city of Marysville was announced a recipient of a $30,000 Kansas Historic Preservation Grant to be used for porch repairs at the South Kester House, which is home to Las Cabanas Mexican Restaurant. A 20% match will be provided, and the work will include rail and soffit repair, porch deck and sidewalk repair, and improved handicap access. The front steps to the building were recently replaced at a cost of $57,000. This was the third time the application was submitted. Two other Marshall County projects, the Historic Union Pacific Depot and the Frankfort Grade School, were not selected from among 53 applicants, with a total of 20 approved for a total of $850,000. Marshall County Partnership for Growth will host their annual meeting in Frankfort Thursday evening at the Cigna Center. Melvin D. Kindle, age 96, of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Myron Kindle. Ethel June Mapes Jorgensen, age 89, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for June Jorgensen.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seneca Furniture is excited to announce the opening of 10,000 square feet of additional showroom space for a clearance blowout in the former Hardware Hank store downtown Seneca. Russ Dieters is featuring mattress specials, motion furniture, famous brand name recliners, and more. Tremendous savings on a tremendous selection of quality home furnishing. Hurry in. The sale is limited to stock on hand and absolutely ends March 10th. Seneca Furniture, open daily 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2, Sundays noon to 3, downtown Seneca.
Tax time is here again. in. Don't panic. H&R Block has your back. Procrastination can cost money and could end up with you being more friendly with the IRS than you'd like. So get your taxes done early and avoid the rush. From the professionals at Little's Accounting and Tax Service, we're here to meet all your tax needs.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeastern Nebraska. In the wake of a cold frontal boundary across the region for this afternoon, those temperatures staying well below average for this time of year. Our average high is closer to the middle part of the 40s, and instead expecting upper 20s only for those highs for this afternoon. And for tonight, dropping back into the lower teens for those overnight lows, could have those wind chills into the single digits below zero. Even into your Wednesday, with a good deal of sunshine, still below average temperature-wise, lower 30s, and looking to stay in the 30s for highs even into your Thursday. Taking a closer look at your forecast for this afternoon, look for gradually clearing conditions with high temperatures pushing up into the upper part of the 20s. Wednesday, breezy from the northwest, 12 to 25. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 10 degrees. With a good deal of sunshine returning for the day on Wednesday, reaching a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Oh, your wedding. The best day of your life. But no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late February 46, the average low 25. Sunset this evening 6:05, sunrise in the morning at 7:07. Winter mix of precipitation overnight yielded slippery conditions across the listening area today.
This year marks a bicentennial for the U.S.-Canadian border. It's a closer look at the dividing line with our northern neighbor on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 20th, the 51st day of the year. Racing legend Roger Penske was born on this day. This year marks the 200th anniversary of the establishment of the U.S.-Canadian border along the 49th parallel. Here's a few surprising borderline facts to celebrate. It's the world's longest non-militarized border and the longest shared by two countries. It's not uncommon for homes and other structures to straddle the line. In a Derby Line Vermont Theater, audiences sit in America and watch production on stage in Canada. There's even a golf course that lies in both Saskatchewan and North Dakota. Golfers tee off in Canada, then hit the final green and clubhouse in the States. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups for 2018, the Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new Chevy Traverse. Also see the new Chevy Equinox. The Chevy Camaro is on display at the Norris Motor Company, along with the new Buick LaCrosse for 2018 and the new Buick Encore. Chevrolet and Buick available at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Tuesday. 8th-ranked Kansas is the latest Big 12 team to rough up Oklahoma. Devontae Graham had 23 points and 7 assists as the Jayhawks hammered the Sooners 104-74. Malik Newman added 20 points for Kansas, which grabbed a quick 10-0 lead and handed the Sooners their 6th consecutive loss. NCAA scoring leader and Oklahoma guard Trey Young was held to a season-low 11 points on 3 of 13
shooting. Last night's win puts Kansas a half game ahead of Texas Tech atop the Big 12 standings after gaining a game on the Red Raiders when they fell to Baylor on Saturday. Oklahoma has now dropped its last six games. Kansas has a road clash with Texas Tech this Saturday, serving as a battle for the outright Big 12 lead. Mid-America Network Sports.
Okay, it's Ford Truck Month, and here's how it works, pal. Take F-150, the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. Sweeten up the offer, and boom, you save a stack of cash. But you better step on it, sport, because the big savings won't last long. Ford Truck Month, it's buy now time, people. See your local Ford dealer today. Most capable based on best-in-class horsepower, torque, towing, payload, and GCWR. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
At Starseed, we pride ourselves on being hardworking and dependable. That's why we are dedicated to sudden service. Simply put, we hand-deliver your seed directly to our dealers whenever and wherever you need it. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. We are Starseed, and you can count on us to deliver the highest quality seed products. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Eric Hosmer is no longer a Kansas City Royal. The San Diego Padres have signed the first baseman to an eight-year, $144 million contract through the 2025 season. The club made the announcement yesterday. Hosmer had spent his entire professional career with the Royals organization, selected third overall in the 2008 first-year player draft. The Manhattan Mercury reported yesterday that former Kansas State University football coach Jim Dickey passed away at the age of 83. Dickey coached at K-State from 1978 to 1985 and led the football program to its first ever bowl appearance in 1982, a 14-3 loss to Wisconsin in the Independence Bowl. Wichita State Shockers in action tomorrow night. Tip-off time 6:30 against Tulane. K-State squares off against Texas at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Mid-America Network Sports.
An exciting finish went to overtime at Rock Creek Monday as the Marysville boys won 75-73, tied 69-all at the end of regulation. Marysville was battling foul trouble, but it's 2-of-4 free throws in the overtime for the two-point win on the road. Marysville would tip away three inbound passes in the final three-plus second as Rock Creek tried to come inbound for one final shot. Marysville led in scoring by Brenna Wetter with 19. Jack Bloomer scored 15. Gabe Pichel had 15. Bryson Meinhardt. Mark Alley 10. Bulldogs improved 16-3. Rock Creek led the senior standout Mark Boats with 37 points. They suffered their second loss of the season, going 17-2. Marysville 75, Rock Creek 73 in overtime. Marysville girls win the opener 46-30. It was a tougher fight than that most of the night. Sydney Payshaw led scoring with 18 as Marysville improves to 15-4. Rock Creek's top four only had 8 points. Laney Scott, Rock Creek falls 3-16. Marysville 46, Rock Creek 30. Senior night as Marysville entertains Omega Tuesday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Deer.
Monday night basketball makeup. Marysville girls defeat Rock Creek 46-30. Clay Center took Republic County 52-33. Hanover girls over Donovan West 58-41. Frankfort downed Onega 63-18. Centralia topped Lynn 53-12. Marysville boys held off Rock Creek in overtime 75-73. Republic County edged Clay Center 59-58. Hanover boys downed Donovan West 66-49. Frankfort took Onega 51-35, and Centralia beat Lynn 65-42. Tuesday night scheduled tip-offs, Marysville hosting Wamego, live coverage on AM 1570 FM 94.1, Washington County at Centralia, live coverage on FM 95.5, game streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well. Valley Heights host Clifton Clyde, Hanover at Lynn, Axtell entertains Blue Valley. Again, Marysville hosting Omega on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Washington County at Centralia on FM 95.5.
Wildcat fans, celebrate 50 seasons of K-State women's basketball when your Cats take on KU at 3 p.m. Saturday, February 24th at Bramlage Coliseum. Throwback jersey ticket packages are available for $20 that include a replica throwback women's basketball jersey and chairback ticket. Fans can purchase general admission tickets for $5 in advance by visiting kstatesports.com or by calling 1-800-221-CATS today.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Quickly tame overgrown shrubs with renovation pruning in late winter or early spring. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This drastic approach to managing shrubs is not for the timid pruner or for all plants. Many shrubs like potentilla, spirea, privet, butterfly bush, beauty bush, and abelia can be pruned back to 6 to 12 inches above the ground. Wait for new shoots to emerge. As these stems develop, pinch out the tips of the new growth to control the size. Then thin out a few of the stems to ground level to make room for those that remain. Use a ratcheting lopper or reciprocating saw to extend your reach and increase your cutting power when pruning back large or hard-to-reach stems. Hand pruners work well for cutting smaller stems and stem tips. Wait until after flowering to renovate forsythia, spring-blooming spirea, and other spring-flowering shrubs. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
During the Civil War, some states along the border of North and South had two state governments, one aligned with the Union and the other with the Confederacy. If you head to this city, you'll learn the story of one man who voted to stay with the Union. His unique story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Fayetteville, Arkansas was a growing city in the 1850s, a city that someday would be home to the University of Arkansas. But when the Civil War began, the local college and the town square were burned by the Confederates on their way out of town.
A lot of the townspeople were gone. The people with northern sympathies went north. The people with southern sympathies, and especially people with slaves and things, they took their slaves and they would head south to Texas and places like that. So the town was kind of abandoned.
Tess Kidd at the local historical society says there was a skirmish here, logically called the Battle of Fayetteville.
Down here on the corner of College and Dixon Street, they called that Bloody Corner because that's where the last-ditch effort of the Confederate cavalry was. So they killed some horses and some men there, and they called it Bloody Corner, which makes it sound like thousands of people were dead.
But only 25 were killed or wounded in the entire battle. Arkansas had voted to leave the Union a year prior. At least most had.
The Northwest Arkansas contingent decided to go that way also because if they were going to leave the Union, they were going to leave altogether. But one man from Madison County, Isaac Murphy, stood up and he refused.
Isaac Murphy would end up being an important leader in a new government.
We actually had two governments during the Civil War. We had a Confederate government, and then once the Federals were able to take Little Rock and they put in their provisional government, then the Confederate government moved down to Hope, Arkansas.
And it was Murphy who was the governor of that pro-Union group that would end up in control of the state at war's end. It's all part of the story told here at the Washington County Historical Society. Traveling the countryside in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Our next generation of ag leaders is learning about food through world expeditions. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A project called Ag Cultures is bringing agriculture into the classroom as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Innovations in agriculture are going on worldwide. Teachers and students in the United States have access to a free curriculum that follows an Ag Cultures team as it investigates the world's food puzzles. Tara Fair is a communications specialist with the CHS Foundation, which is the charitable giving arm of CHS. She says one of their priorities is developing the next generation of ag leaders and educating them about agriculture.
Ag Cultures is a project that we sponsored with the University of Minnesota, and over the next 4 years, our team of explorers, as we've deemed them, is going to travel around the U.S. and the world and just talk to farmers, talk to people involved in agriculture to kind of show students how we are feeding the world.
The first expedition followed the flow of grain down the Mississippi River and the role that the river plays in distributing grain around the world. Fair says they talk to farmers and co-ops, but they also talk to people involved who you may not typically think of as having a role in agriculture. They included the people who ran the locks and dams and barge operators. The content is delivered to the classroom with 1 to 2 minute online videos, and curriculum is developed for each video. Fair says their goal is to show students that there is a place for them in agriculture no matter what their interests are.
If there's an interest in technology, there's people that do precision ag. If there's an interest in communications, they can come and be an ag communicator. If they want to go into the trades, there's a lot of jobs in agriculture that relate to trades as well. So really just anything that you want to do, you can find your space in agriculture.
Learn more about ag cultures at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Slide. Wet weather? One fertilizer company says, so what? The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Weather is a key factor in the timing and efficacy of a nitrogen fertilizer application. Alan Blaylock is with Agrium Wholesale in Loveland, Colorado.
The farmer knows that nitrogen loss occurs, and he doesn't always know how to stop it. He can't predict the weather, so he needs tools to help prevent that loss against an unpredictable system.
Agrium's ESN fertilizer granules have a polymer coating that controls nitrogen release for the crop. Blaylock says this year was a good example of how volatile the weather has become, and it's likely to get worse.
So if that's the future that the climatologists are forecasting, a tool like ESN becomes even more valuable. And the more rainfall we have, the more potential there is from loss, but ESN is still encapsulated. So you can spread it one day and you need 5-inch rain the next. It doesn't matter.
Learn more at smartnitrogen.com. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Creighton University Rural Main Street Index sprang higher in February from January's below growth neutral reading. Now, this is the first time since July of 2015 the overall index has advanced above growth neutral. That according to the latest monthly survey of bank CEOs in a rural area of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture and or energy. Dr. Ernie Goss, the lead of the report, said that given that fewer than 1 in 4, or 23.9% of bankers reporting economic growth in the area, the solid February reading surprised him. But a weak ag commodity price continues to weigh on the rural economy, he said. The farmland and ranchland price index for February rose to 46.3 from a 42.2 reading for January. That's the highest reading since July of 2014, but the 51st straight month the index has fallen below the growth neutral number of 50. Almost two-thirds, or 63.5% of bankers, project that ag equipment sales will decline further this year. Only 4.9% of bank CEOs expect farm equipment sales to expand in 2018. Even so, the projections are improvement from February 2017, when 73.9% of bank CEOs expected a slump in farm equipment sales for the year, and 4.3% anticipated an increase in equipment sales, an average a decline of 7% expected in 2017. Well, bank CEOs were asked how their banks were dealing with a weak farm economy. More than 4 in 10, or 45.2%, reported increasing collateral requirements. 21.4% indicated rejecting a higher percent of loan applications, and 11.9% reported reducing the average size of farm loans. Reliable and relevant were AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input costs dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly knowing your input costs are covered should should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
Good America Ag Network, the sweep now is moving up. Started with Kansas City wheat, and corn is now under pressure also. March corn down 0.75 cents, 366 3/4. May corn down 0.5 cents, 374 3/4. All the later months are down, some by more than a penny. So that is beginning to show signs of stress. March Kansas City wheat down 6 3/4, 471 3/4. May down 6.5 at 487. We're looking at soybeans, still holding on to some decent gains. March beans up 7 1/4 at 1028 3/4. May up 7 1/4 at 1039 3/4. March soybean meal $6 higher at 379.30. May bean meal is up 590 at 381.90. March bean oil 13 points higher at 31.76. May is up 12 points at 31.85. So while corn and Kansas City wheat are under a bit of pressure right now, the soybeans and soybean products seem to be doing very, very nicely. We are still seeing lots of green in the livestock complex. February live cattle up 25 at 130.35. April up 22 at 127.87. Later months are mostly lower, though. March feeder cattle up 80 at 150.52. April feeders up 27 at 152.67. All the later months are mixed, but we'll call feeder cattle mostly higher. Hogs have been strong throughout the day. April hogs up 167 at 69.82. May hogs up 135 at 76.27. So positives all the way down when it comes to hogs. We're seeing some strong moves with the cotton. March cotton is up 193 at 77.65. May cotton up 189 at 79.05. So some very big moves for cotton here today on Tuesday. March crude oil is up 15 cents at 61.83. April crude is up 33 cents at 61.88. All the other energies are higher as well. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all solidly in the green. So a fine day so far for the energies. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right. Less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. There's a new beef slogan coming from the cattle industry. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
You know, I have to admit, over the decades, agricultural businesses and commodity groups have come up with some memorable lines for their commercials. Who can forget pork, the other white meat? Who can forget beef? It's what's for dinner. And the National Cattlemen's Beef Board works hard at coming up with new slogans. And so this month, a new producer-directed advertising campaign called Open Doors launched for the Beef Checkoff. And here's the story. The cattle ranching Susie family of Cambridge, Nebraska is featured in the national ads. The Open Doors concept was born from the creative insight that you never know what you'll find when you open a door. We opened them to let someone or something in that was previously left out. We open them when others can't open them for themselves, and we open them because progress doesn't happen if they remained closed, so stated a spokesman for the Cattlemen's Beef Board on the Beef Checkoff Program. The ideal behind the creative concept was to bring facts to life by taking beef producers on a journey that allows them to experience firsthand the opportunities that lie behind each door that the Beef Checkoff Program has opened and will continue to open for the industry and their individual operations. Joe Stanko, the Investor Relations Working Group co-chair, said, "Our Beef Checkoff is committed to create new opportunities that add more value to a beef producer's operation." And she went on to say, "But sometimes opening new doors means fighting old beliefs by constantly reminding consumers, mommy bloggers, and red meat cynics just how nutritious this total protein package can be." Back with the final word after this message.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale Wednesday, February the 21st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. This sale will feature from area consigners 200 choice reputation black first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60 day old Angus sire calves by side. We'll have 16 Angus Limousine Cross first calf heifers with 60 day old Angus sire calves. 10 red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have black Angus sire calves by side. We'll have 20 fancy black first calf heifers. They'll be AI bred for March calving, and 5 Hereford first calf heifers bred to Hereford bulls for March calves. We'll also be selling 110 choice reputation black and red fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll have big September-October calves by side. 66 black and Hereford cows. They'll be running ages, mostly with calves by side. There'll be 50 black and red cows, 3 years to older. They'll be bred for March and April calving. Also be selling 30 reputation black cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old. They'll have 30-day-old Angus sire calves by side. To consign cows, or for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, February the 21st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029. Or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Not all of the food grown in the United States is native to our country. Learn about the food explorer who forever changed what Americans eat on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services, designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information.
Always read and follow label instructions. Check registration in your state.
Commodity Classic is where America's best farmers come to get even better. And thousands of them will be headed to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st to experience the latest innovation, education, and inspiration that are changing agriculture. And this year, Commodity Classic is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you can tack on a weekend on either end or both for a little R&R. Enjoy some serious farmer time in Anaheim at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
At the turn of the 20th century, farmers around the country were mostly growing the few same crops. Farmers and consumers were hungry for something new. A man named David Fairchild was a food spy for the United States. He circled the world on steamships to study farming methods, pick up crops, and bring them here. Daniel Stone is a writer for National Geographic. He extensively researched Fairchild and wrote a book about him called The Food Explorer. Stone says we can credit the man as the first American foodie.
He picked up many citrus varieties in parts of Asia. He picked up mangoes in the Indian Ocean. He picked up avocados and watermelon varieties in South America, wheat varieties in Russia, varieties of apples in Northern Asia. And then he circumnavigated Africa and found new types of grains that were new to the U.S. but had been grown in Africa since the dawn of civilization.
Stone says Fairchild collected seeds, cuttings, and buds and sent them to Washington.
So the USDA would receive new seeds. They'd send them out to experiment stations all over the country, and then those experiment stations would distribute them to farmers and consult them on growing methods, how much water they needed, how much sunlight, and they would be sent to regions that mirrored the regions where they were from so that they had the best chance of thriving.
Not every new find was a wild success. Some never caught on in the United States, such as dwarf pineapples. I'm Jody Henke. Find Stone's book about Fairchild called The Food Explorer at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The group that lobbies on behalf of the nation's inland waterways and the users of that system got a double dose of bad news last week when the president's infrastructure plan and then his budget were released. Waterways Council Senior Vice President Deb Calhoun could hardly water down her group's reaction to the president's proposed 22% cut to Army Corps' fiscal year 2019 civil works funding and his sweeping plan to privatize the nation's infrastructure.
I would say that we are equally disappointed and dismayed in each one of them.
Calhoun says the president's infrastructure plan flies in the face of the president's commitment last year in an Ohio River lock to address the nation's aging water infrastructure.
And then when we saw the infrastructure plan, it would essentially seek to privatize the inland waterways and to potentially sell off parts of the system to investors, perhaps. That would mean for us tolls and lockage fees that we've always been extremely opposed to because of the tremendous costs. It would take that sort of cost-competitive advantage away from the inland waterways. It would cause a modal shift of cargo to be, because it wouldn't be affordable on the waterways anymore. It would go to our already congested highways and railways.
In the meantime, the president's budget would vastly underspend available money in the Inland Waterways Trust Fund, shutting down work on three major locks projects, create a new vessel user fee instead, and provide no money for long-awaited Upper Mississippi and Illinois locks modernization.
We need $10 million of pre-engineering construction and design money, TED money, to keep that program for the Upper Miss in the pipeline. We've had great support from a great many of members of Congress on this, Rodney Davis and Sherry Bustos from Illinois in particular, and many in the Senate who really understand the importance of modernization.
She says the president's budget represents a disconnect from what he said last year. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, this is R.D. Laughlin. I'd like to invite you to our annual Angus production sale, March 3rd, high noon at our ranch south of Oldsburg. We're offering 118 years of experience in our sale lineup of yearling, fall, and two-year old bulls with all the data. Show heifers, spring pairs, fall 3-in-1s, and embryos. See our videos and catalog online at LaughlinRanch.com or call RD at 785-587-5852. Hope to see you March 3rd.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA Appreciation brought to you in part by the Kansas Wheat Commission.